Good morning, Melody Hobson.
Good morning, Tom Joyner.
Melody is president of Chicago-based money management firm, Ariel Investment, that serves individual investors and retirement plans through its no-load mutual funds and separate accounts. Additionally, she is a regular financial contributor and analyst for CBS News and every Monday on the Tom Joyner Morning Show. You're talking today about the aging of America's workforce.
Yeah, last week was National Older Workers Week. So you'd say, okay, well, Melody, you know, tell me why is this exciting? This isn't some hot IPO. This isn't about your credit score. But this is a topic that literally affects everyone in our country who has a job, is looking for a job, or may be thinking about retiring.
It's tougher to retire now because we live longer and a lot of us spend our retirement money on crises that arise when we're raising families.
This is exactly the issue, Tom. That's why America's workforce is aging and working so much later into their life. You know, the number one reason is, you're right, we're living longer, but we're not just living longer, we're healthier later in life. That's obviously a very good thing. Because we're healthier later in life, we need to save for a longer retirement because it's not going to be very short. If you look just back in 1970, the average life expectancy was 71 years old for the broad population, or for the black community, it was just 64 years old. That was 40 years ago. You were expected to live, if you were an African-American, to 64 years old. Now think about that. The retirement age was 65. So we actually weren't expected to live to retire. When you think about that, that had huge implications for how long we were working and what money we would need in our retirement, especially if it wasn't a retirement that we would actually live. Then you overlaid the economic downturn that we've had as you jump to today, and you can see the world in this country when it comes to working has changed pretty dramatically.
So we can't afford to retire. Meanwhile, young people can't get the jobs because people aren't retiring.
So this is the other thing that has changed pretty dramatically, and you're right. So the age participation, the labor force participation rate for older men has risen steadily over the past 25 years. So it used to be people would work, they would retire, and that would make room for the young population coming through. But if you just look at people age 65 and older, men, for example, 24% of them are now in the workforce, so almost a quarter. That's up from 17% in 1990. Okay, so what does that mean? Younger men are experiencing just the opposite. So if you're ages 25 to 54, those are those sort of peak earning years, labor force participation rates have dropped from 93%, where most people that age were working, to 88% today. That's still the majority of people, but that's a pretty significant drop just since 1990. And so that is largely due to the fact that other people are working older, which means it makes less room for the young people who need those jobs.
And now they're talking about cutting out Social Security and other benefits for when you retire.
I don't think Social Security will be cut out. I think that Social Security may be changed dramatically for younger people. But if you're, you know, a baby boomer or you're someone who's basically 50 years older or older, it's probably going to look exactly like it looks now. The question will be, what it'll look like if you're under 30. There, you know, at some point, there may be some changes there, and that's largely due to the fact that there won't be enough young people in the workforce to support the older people who are drawing Social Security.
There is a concern, too, about the economy staying stable because a lot of people can't afford to retire.
Well, yeah. That's one issue. Because of the financial crisis, a lot of people had to dip into their savings, as Tom suggested, or maybe they don't even have a retirement fund. This is a staggering statistic. For the first time, ownership of retirement accounts, after we've been making so much progress, fell below 50% in 2013, meaning less than 50% of people in this country have a retirement account, and that's something that is not good for any of us. So yes,
you don't have an answer for us?
The answers are we have to, in terms of retirement, stay focused on it. A lot of people are saying that they aren't spending a lot of time thinking about it. I'm encouraging people to save something. I don't care what the amount is, to participate, to to whatever extent you can in your company 401k plan.
Force yourself to save.
Force yourself. Other countries do it.
Yeah.
I just went to Australia this summer. In Australia, the entire workforce is required to put away 8% of their pay, and it will escalate over the next few years up to, I think it is 15% required, every working person. So they actually have the fastest growing retirement accounts in the world in that little country of Australia. So if they can do it at every level, and it's actually an expensive cost of living there, we really need to reflect on what we're doing and honestly tell ourselves that we can do better.
I'm liking Australia more and more. last week we found out that if you don't vote in Australia, You get fined. And they also make you save 8.5% of your salary so that when you get too old to work.
Four and a half percent.
So yeah. I'm like an Australian boy. They gotta
in a few years that will be up to 12% that you will be forced to save. It's pretty
rough. And you'll be forced to vote, and you'll be forced to say.
If he did that, what would happen?
If our president forced
If we did that, we'd be in a world of good.
A world of good. More about this on blackamericaweb.com. Money Mondays, Melody Hobson.